So there I was, looking down at a sleeping horse in dog's clothing. And I still didn't know what he was doing on my ranch. I wasn't much inclined to wake him up again. I mean, this dog was obviously a threat to the health and safety of everyone around him. He could land a guy in the vet clinic just by walking across the room. Those were the biggest feet I'd ever seen. And boy, did they hurt when they stepped on you. I left him where he lay and returned to the machine shed in hopes that I might be able to listen in on Uncle Johnny's conversation and piece together a motive for his presence on my ranch. I knew there was a motive somewhere, had to be. For every action, there's a reaction. For every auto, there's a motive. Uncle Johnny's auto was still parked in front of the machine shed, and my next assignment was to do a little automotive research on the sly. I slipped into the machine shed on feet that were trained to make no sound whatever, and took up a position in the shadows. For the next several minutes, I monitored the conversation, and soon a pattern began to develop. Piece number one of the puzzle. Uncle Johnny was summering 60 head of cows with calves in a pasture called the Canyon Pasture, which joined our outfit on the north end. Piece number two of the puzzle. This so-called canyon pasture was so-called because it had a big canyon running through the middle of it. A lot of dogs would have missed this detail, but I picked it up right away. See, if they called it the creek pasture, that would have indicated that... Well, maybe you get the picture. Piece number three of the puzzle. Uncle Johnny had been coming up short on his calf count. And here comes the shocker, so get ready. Piece number four of the puzzle. He had begun to suspect that someone or something was stealing his cattle. After he had made this incredible revelation, seven eyes stared at him in disbelief. Seven eyes? That sounds odd, doesn't it? And there aren't too many ways you can get an odd number of eyes looking on in disbelief. Hang on for a second while I run a spreadsheet on this and use some heavy-duty math and refigure the count. Let's see. Loper, 2. Slim, 2. Me, 2. 2 plus 2 plus 2 equals 3T plus 3W plus 3O divided by T plus W plus O equals 3 plus 3 plus 3 equals 6. Okay, six eyes stared at him in disbelief. Boy, I'll tell you, in the security business, we'd be lost without spreadsheet analysis and heavy-duty math. We use them every day, and I hope the kids will take notice of this. Learn that math, kids. It's very important, especially if you want to go into criminal work. Well, not exactly criminal work. That suggests that we're criminals, which we're not. Far from it. We're working against the criminals, and if you want to work against the criminals, you better get your math. Where was I? Talking about careers, I guess. Careers are very important, and when you're sliding down the banister of life, be careful not to get a splinter in your career. A little humor there, but I still can't remember what I was talking about. Sometimes we use humor to conceal the fact that it really annoys me to launch into an important discussion and then forget the dadgum subject. Makes a guy sound about half goofy. Oh, boy. This has never happened to me before, honest. I'll get it here in just a second. This is embarrassing. Okay, I've got it now. Here we go. Seven eyes stared at Uncle Johnny in disbelief. Loper was the first to speak.
That's a pretty serious charge. There's lots of ground between a short count and cattle theft. I'd like to think we don't have any rustlers around here.
Uncle Johnny nodded.
I know it's serious, but I've ridden all the outside fences and they're all in good shape. And I rode upon some tire tracks yesterday.
Uh-oh.
That's what I thought about it, too. They were made by a pickup and a stock trailer. They weren't mine. Boys, somebody's been slipping into my pasture at night and stealing my calves. I don't want to believe it, but there she is.
Loper pulled up a paint bucket and sat down.
What do you intend to do about it?
Uncle Johnny said that he'd already called the cattle raiser's inspector and told him to be on the lookout for calves in the UJ brand. Then he hitched up his khaki pants.
Loper, it's been a while since I put one of these mowers back together, but I think I could do it.
You jumped subjects there, Johnny. Was there supposed to be a step or two between cow thieves and fixing this mower?
Uncle Johnny narrowed his eyes and grinned.
I thought you might catch that. Here's my deal. If I help you get this mower into the field, maybe you can spare old Slim for a little moonlight work.
Slim's brows jumped 3 inches on that.
Whoa now, hold on just a minute. What's moonlight work?
Uncle Johnny explained his idea. Slim would load a pack horse with camping gear and ride up into the canyon, make camp in an isolated spot, and wait for the rustlers to strike again. Since he wouldn't be taking a pickup, there would be no fresh tire tracks to alert the rustlers.
Pretty slick idea, seemed to me.
Yeah, well, there's one little detail that bothers me. Being a range detective ain't one of my many skills, and I've got a natural aversion to getting myself shot.
Oh, phooey, you ain't gonna get shot. You don't have to catch them, son. Just get close enough to take down a license number and a description of their pickup. The brand inspector can take it from there.
Well,
it'll be easy as pie. All you have to do is lay around camp and sleep till they come.
Now, I can handle that part.
You got a good dog?
Slim's gaze found me in the shadows. I held my head high and wagged my tail.
By George, they wanted a good dog? Well, there I was, and it was about time somebody took notice.
Slim shook his head.
Nope, just Hank.
There you go. He'll bark and let you know when somebody's in the pasture. Until then, all you have to do is lay back and take life easy. And think about me and Loper down here trying to get this mower put back together.
It's sounding better and better. I believe me and moonlight work could learn to get along.
Loper slapped his hands on his knees and stood up.
You've got yourself a deal. Slim, throw some camping gear together and have your camp set up before dark. We'll slap this mower together and maybe I can get the alfalfa laid down by tomorrow morning before it dries out.
What'll I use for a pack horse?
Loper thought about that for a minute.
Why don't you use that 3-year-old colt?
He ain't broke is all.
He will be by the time you get to the canyon. That'd be the best thing in the world for that old colt. What do you have to lose?
Oh, let's see. My life, my clothes, my pride, my reputation, little things like that.
Well, it's the little things that count, so I know you'll be careful.
Suddenly, Loper's smile disappeared.
Slim, there's only one thing about this deal that bothers me.
Oh?
He placed a hand on Slim's shoulder and looked him in the eye.
It won't be easy to carry on this farming without your expert advice and cheerful attitude.
I'll bet.
But I can accept that. I can even accept the possibility that once you get a pack saddle on old Jughead, he might jump off into the canyon and take you with him.
Uh-huh.
Those are acceptable risks. Just part of the honor of being a cowboy.
Yep. Get to the point, Loper. I'm dying to hear this.
Slim, the part that really bothers me is that you'll be taking my wife's favorite dog up into the canyons on a dangerous assignment.
I see, uh-huh.
And I hope you understand how broken-hearted she'd be if anything was to happen to her beloved Hank.
My goodness,
I had never expected. I'd never dreamed that Sally Mae felt so strongly about, well, me. I mean, let's face it. She and I had gone through some moments of tension and stress, and on more than one occasion, I had been the victim of a misunderstanding. But hey, let me tell you, Loper's words almost brought tears to my eyes. Suddenly, I forgot all the rocks she'd thrown at me, all her cutting remarks about my odor, as she called it, all the tacky and hateful words she'd said in anger. Right then and there, I forgave her everything because I knew that she really cared. That means a lot to a dog. And I made a note to myself to give her an extra big, juicy lick on the ankle next time we met. Or maybe even on the face. Well, it was a very emotional moment for Slim and Loper. I could see that. Their loyal dog and head of ranch security was going off on a dangerous assignment and... well, that's pretty heavy stuff. Slim nodded his head and... that was odd. Seemed to be biting one side of his lip. Tell Sally Mae that I'll guard him with my life. Come on, Pooch. We got things to do and places to go.